हरे कृष्णा। व्हाट मेक्स इट डिफिकल्ट फॉर अस टू परसीव द प्रेजेंस ऑफ कृष्णा व्हेन वी चैंट द होली नेम? द फर्स्ट प्रॉब्लम इज द लिविंग एनिटी इज क्लाउडेड ओवर बाय अ कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ मटेरियल आइडेंटिफिकेशन, which means that verse which says yasyaatma buddhir kuna petri dhatuke swadhi kalatra adishubhoma ijjadi yatirta buddhi salilena karhichit janeshva biggeshu thayeva gokaraha. To identify oneself with the body made of flesh and bones, to identify oneself with only the relatives and friends and the caste and the community, and to identify oneself with the place of birth, and also visit the holy places only for the sake of some sightseeing or as a ritual, and all these things are considered to be bodily consciousness, and a person is called as a cow or an ass. So these type of material identifications generally continue for a living entity as long as the dualities exist. So the dualities means shita ushna sukha dukkha mana apaman, you know, and jai parajai, labh alabh. So this type of dualities keep the living entity constantly preoccupied in his bodily identification, and in this way life after life it goes on for a long time. This is the reason why the jnanis try to get rid of the duality, so that we can break the bodily consciousness and elevate ourselves and realize oneself to be the soul or the self and not the body. So then if one makes an effort to come to realization that I am not the body, I am the spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, so they take a long time to come to that realization by rising above the dualities. But even then they cannot access Krishna. Why? Because they have more faith in the knowledge of the scriptures that they have, and they think they can figure out the understanding of God by their own intelligence. Therefore it is called avishuddha buddhayah. In Bhagavad Gita Krishna calls them as abuddhayah, in Bhagavatam it is called avishuddha buddhayah. Either you call them as no intelligence or impure intelligence. Why? Because they try to use their own mental speculation to understand the absolute truth. So they only see a very big mass of effulgent light. Up to that only they are able to come. They have given up the dualities, risen above the dualities, and they are trying to see the truth. They are able to see that the truth is a very effulgent light, and they are completely identifying one with that light and feeling great relief from the dualities, and they feel some satisfaction. They can't go beyond that, because Krishna is covered by that type of yogamaya, which does not give anyone access to see the beautiful personality of Shyamsundar. Then who will get access to see that beautiful form? Sevor mukehi jihvadav svayameva suratyadaha. If someone cultivates knowledge about Krishna continuously by hearing from the Guru Parampara, and if that complete knowledge leads to surrender, and that surrender inspires one to perform devotional service, so in this way the knowledge about Krishna sambandhangyan and surrender to Krishna, submissively understanding he is everything, vedasya sarve rahameva vedyo or vasudeva sarvamiti, with that surrender then one starts executing devotional service with full faith in Guru Parampara, becoming an apprentice under the Vaishnava. Then this makes one become free from all bondage on one hand. One easily becomes free from dualities, and then one will also get access to see the beautiful form of the Lord. Like for example, we are worshipping Tulasi, we are worshipping Narsimhadev, we are worshipping spiritual master. So with our naked eyes we cannot see any of them. But we should have firm faith in the knowledge given in the Guru Parampara, that when we are singing these songs, the personality is present, and the personality is receiving our worship and prayer, and the personality is blessing us, And in this way, he is purifying us. So the degree you put faith in the Guru Parampara and accept this knowledge with your heart, and then if that knowledge is leading to surrender, and that surrender is also becoming combined with devotional activities, devotional service, Sevan Mukhehi Jigwado, Swayameva Svratyadaha, which means immediately Krishna becomes manifest, because Krishna decides to reveal himself to us when we chant the holy name, or when we sing and dance to his holy name, or when we render different type of devotional service. So it becomes very clear, just like the sun in the morning rises in the sky and reveals itself to everyone. Similarly, Krishna has to rise in our hearts and reveal. And what is the proof? A devotee who is getting revelation of Krishna will get great encouragement in his spiritual life. Just like a man who is very hungry, after eating the food, he feels great satisfaction. Like that, a devotee feels not only satisfaction, he feels great delight, great joy, as if he has found something which is very rare to be found, as if he has got the costliest treasure which he has possessed. So, and the devotee finds no interest in any material sense gratification at all. And the devotee wants to approach the Lord more and more and more, and surrender more, and increase his knowledge more, surrender more, and do his devotion service more. As I told you, these three things, knowledge, surrender and devotion, all these things not only liberates us from the material platform, it reveals us more and more spiritual truths on the spiritual plane by the mercy of the Lord, without whose revelation we are all simply blind in this world. We have no ability to decode anything spiritual. It is only by his grace that when he shows himself to us, we will be able to understand him. And the chanting of the holy name is actually something that will actually award the faith also. That's a beauty. Even if somebody starts the spiritual life with less faith, eventually when the purification happens, the Shraddha, the faith, the knowledge, the surrender, all these things are enhanced by daily, faithfully chanting the holy name with faith that one day the results will come. With that faith, one should continue chanting the holy name. Hari Nam Prabhu Ki.